No, I think last night I had an hour interview on television, and I think I spoke very strongly about your acquittal of Dr. Chiluba, and I also prayed that the anti-corruption fight be intensified. And today then I'm told that they don't want to continue with me, they have to separate me. So I've thanked them and said, you know, I accept. Thank you very much.
Mr. Nkole, do you suppose the government of President Rupia Banda perhaps wants to put the chapter of former President Chiluba behind him?
I think that President Banda and Chiluba are working together closely. At least President Chiluba doesn't have the kind of bad relationship that he had with Mwanawasa. He has a better and more accommodating relationship to the current government. So it could be that is the reason why my stance against Dr. Chiluba may have cost me the job.
So if that is true, there were reports that President Banda might have influenced the court to give the acquittal verdict. What is the truth in that allegation that the president might have influenced the decision of the court?
Well, only time will tell. For that, I gave instructions for our lawyers to take the matter up to the higher court on appeal. And should the higher court actually overturn the lower court decision, then I think the truth will start coming out as to whether there has been any political influence in the way the lower court decided the case.
Without you, Mr. Nkole, do you think the appeal is going to go forward?
I really don't know. We have filed the legal documents which have been accepted by the clerk of court. So I think it will take a very unconventional decision and procedure to undo what the courts have already accepted.
Mr. Nkole, where do you think the fight against corruption is headed now in Zambia?
Well, I don't know. The government says they are still committed to the fight. I think what will be different is the strategy which they want to employ, how they want to intensify the fight. Only time will tell.
So what happens to you now? What are you going to be doing?
Well, I guess I'll be playing golf. Other than that, I think that I'll be giving support to the corruption fighters wherever they are, at home and abroad, just to share my experiences.
The issue of the acquittal of President Chiluba and indeed the courts of law, it is a process for anybody, including the task force, to go ahead and be able to lodge an appeal and let the courts hear the case. There's no problem. No, it has got nothing to do with that at all.
Is President Rupia Banda anti-corruption or is he for corruption?
President Rupia Banda is anti-corruption. If he was for corruption, you wouldn't have as many cases, James, as you have in the courts of law today. Most of the cases being fought, it is against corruption that he's gone ahead.